This is Dakota Datebook for April 28th. His Royal Highness, the American baby, will have the entire nation bowing before him. Originating in Chicago in 1914, the movement known as Baby Week sought to raise awareness of the high infant mortality rate in the U.S. and to educate young mothers and girls about early child care. Researchers from the Children's Bureau estimated the infant mortality rate in the U.S. at nearly 1 in 10 in the 1910s. National attention fastened on the issue, and Baby Week was born. The movement proved quite popular among young women, especially first-time mothers. But despite the large amount of press it received, infant mortality and ignorance about early child care remained major problems. So the movement continued, and Baby Week became an annual celebration across the country. In 1916, Baby Week reached North Dakota. At that time, the Sioux County Pioneer estimated the number of preventable infant deaths to be as high as 150,000. On this date in 1917, North Dakota kicked off its second major celebration of the baby. Different locations put their own twist on the event with slogans like Grand Babies for Grand Forks, Bismarck's Better Babies, and Baby Week on the Reservation at Fort Yates. The tide of sympathy for the baby was on full display in public lectures, charitable donations, and volunteer efforts. Lectures covered topics such as disease and early child care, with special attention to malnutrition and infection, then considered the leading causes of infant mortality. Many businesses hosted large Baby Week sales, advertising everything from bassinets to bottles, from chairs to clothing, and adding a patriotic touch. The Boy Scouts in some cities distributed flags to families with a child under 1 year old. Though many of the dangers of early child care have receded in the modern age, some still participate in Baby Week celebrations, now focused more on celebrating the lives of babies and mothers than on instruction. The baby craze has not disappeared, and thanks to advances in modern medicine, the once high infant mortality rate has largely become a thing of the past. But no matter the era, we can still take to heart the words of a poem from the Children's Bureau. I am yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I am your hope. I am the baby. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Leonidas Miller. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.